This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Man, this is the last week of June. Can you believe that? And we have a giant of a show. My first two guests are going to be together, Jeff Foxworthy and Kenan Thompson. Two funny guys. Of course, Kenan, 16 years on Saturday Night Live, and Jeff Foxworthy been around for over 35 years. From Sha-na-na, Jocko Marcelino will be here. Carson Daly will be joining us, and from Hollywood Game Night, Jane Lynch. Next hour, Tommy Rowe has got an update on what he's doing and talking about his book. Coit and Susie Tidwell. This is a very funny story. You got to hear this. And then we're going to talk about destination weddings with Karen Buesen and Erica Almarez. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I am so excited about a new show that NBC is coming out with, premiering July 9th, Tuesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called Bring the Funny. It's a competition show for the next generation of comedy lovers. And we get a chance right now to talk to two of the judges. One has been a friend of our show for many, many years, and Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. This is a real treat for us today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that excitement, Ron.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Always good to talk to you.
Well, you know, I love comedy. You know, I'm a singer in addition to this. And, you know, a lot of times they think it's a comedy act, actually, because they don't know. What do they know? But this is great because, you know, there's The Voice, there's Got Talent, there's all these different things. I love comedy. I think it's the hardest profession in the entertainment business because you're living and dying every 7 seconds, you know. So tell us about Bring the Funny. This is cool.
Well, you know, I think any time you've ever seen a comedy competition on television, it was always just stand-ups. And part of the idea that NBC had with this is there's a lot of different ways to make people laugh. And so on this show, you'll have stand-ups, but you're also going to have sketch groups. You're going to have improv. You're going to have musicians. Whatever makes people laugh. And that's kind of the idea. Bring the funny. And so, you know, as judges, Kenan probably knows sketch as well as anybody on the planet. I've been a stand-up for 35 years. Right. And then we have Chrissy Teigen, who just knows it either makes her laugh or it doesn't make her laugh. Mm-hmm. So I always say she's the most important judge out of all of us. Is it funny or is it not funny?
Yeah.
And America gets to vote on it too, but it's just kind of the idea of what makes you laugh. And Lord knows if the country's ever needed to laugh, right now is the time.
Oh, amen. There's no doubt about it. And you're right. There's two different styles with both of your gentlemen. You know, Kenan is, you know, so good at the sketch comedy stuff. It's unbelievable. And you know what happens around here, Kenan, is that many times during the day, we spend the better part of the day just saying, what's up with that? What's up with that? And of course, stand-up, boy, that is a tough ball game because you're by yourself. Now, is this the first time that these contestants are on a national platform?
I think for a lot of them, it probably is.
Yeah, I think for a lot of them, it's their first time even being on television.
Yeah.
And so, and Kenan and I will talk about this, remembering what it was like, going back to when we were starting out, and the nerves that come with that, you know, being on television, being constrained by time limits. But if you're going to be the next person in you know, the comedy world, you're going to have to handle that pressure. And so that's what we're looking for. Can you handle the pressure? Can you make people laugh?
Now, it's always amazed me. And again, I'm going back to the fact that I really respect comedians. I love talking to comedians, too, because they're always on. You know, you talk to an actor and they do this great part, Shakespeare, and then they get on here and they go, But comedy people are always up. But you know what always gets me is that, is it difficult for both of you, before you became names, to play or work in clubs or in front of an audience? I mean, because it seems to bring a little bit more credibility when people know who you are and what the style is. When you're first starting off, I mean, it's virgin territory.
Yeah, I mean, it can probably definitely not be, you know,
fun.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's like advantageous if you're already famous. As
yeah,
far as,
I
like,
think the audience
finding
gives
what really
you a
works.
Little bit more grace
yeah,
to be funny.
Right?
But
yeah,
but you know, Ron, to this day, if I'm working on new stuff, I'll go in a club on a Monday night when there's 20 people in there, because I don't want to go on a Saturday night where they're going, oh, it's Jeff Foxworthy.
Right.
It's like, I just want to know, is this funny or is this not funny?
You want to get to the root of the situation.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you remember the comedian, gosh, I can't think of his name now. He died recently, a couple of years ago. I can't think of his name. He looked like he put his finger into a socket. His hair was all...
Marty Allen.
No, not Marty Allen. I'll think of this. This happens to me every time I think of this fellow, and I love him. But he told me one night he was working in a club, and I'll think of his name. You guys know him. He was working in a club, and he was teaching at the time, and he had two people in the club. There was him, and then there was a bartender, and then the patron. And he had 7 minutes to go, and he sang MacArthur Park. And, you know, just the... because he had to do something. Now,
right?
There's an unbelievable price package with this, $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, but that kind of a story also makes a great comedian, you know what I mean? Because that's just more material for you to tell the next time. Like, I've done a show to where it was me and the bartender, basically, or me and one other person, and I had to figure out what to do for the next 7 minutes. Like, all of those, like, learning life experiences, I think, build character, you know? And we're definitely looking for somebody who has that kind of character and can bring it onto this stage and show people that I'm the person, like I'm the one bringing the funny, whether it's stand-up or a sketch or whatever it is, but they're the ones presenting what they do in such a way that it just blows us all away. And then, you know, America will vote and they'll get the money.
And $250,000, to your point, is, I think the first year I did comedy, I did over 400 shows and made $8,000.
That much, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, right, that much. Yeah, we were living the high life. But so for somebody that's starting out, yeah, that's life-changing.
You know, I often wonder how much a television show eats up material vis-a-vis going on the road. I mean, Jeff, when you're doing the one-nighters, you know, you could probably do the same act few months. But when you're on television, man, oh man, does it eat it up.
Well, which is what makes comedy so much different than music. I tell my musician friends, I said, if you write four hits, you play to your 90, because people are going to come to hear those four songs. And they may like the new stuff, but they're coming to hear those songs. Well, with comedy, it's totally the opposite. You know, if you're on television and do a bit, now it's dead. It's like with Kenan. We were discussing this morning with SNL, is you bust your hump all week long to churn out the show. Well, you show up Monday morning, the boat's back at the dock. You're starting all over from scratch, you know.
Well, how do they get involved? I mean, how do you find the talent here? I mean, where do they come from?
I mean, they did a talent, like nationwide talent search, as well as like received submissions and stuff like that, and then they dwindled it down to 40 contestants to show us, and then we dwindled it down from there.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
How many do you have on the show every week?
The first four episodes was 10 contestants. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. First four episodes is 10, and we trim that down to 6, and then we go to the next level where we actually, it's head to head. I mean, you know, the winner moves on, but it's not head to head stand up against stand up. It may be stand up against sketch or a musician against a puppet.
Yeah.
I mean, but the idea is whatever makes you laugh.
Yeah. Well, that made me laugh there, a musician against a puppet. That's pretty funny. You know, I have to be honest with you. I feel terrible that we cannot talk about all of the accomplishments that both of you gentlemen have had in a remarkable careers, because time is of the essence. I'd love to have you both come back. Keenan, you live not that far from me. You live in Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. I apologize to all my Lightning fans out there. But, you know, jokes are jokes.
The jokes?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got to go for the laugh.
Come on. Entertainment is my life, right?
Yeah.
Well, look, we're going to be watching. This is going to be a great, great show. I mean it. Jeff, it was so nice having you back again. And Keenan, I hope that you come back many times. You've been on, what, 16 seasons on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, sir.
Are you old?
17.
You're old, dude.
I'm a dinosaur, man.
He looks good, but he's old.
The x-rays aren't worth a darn, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you going to stay another 16 seasons?
I would love to.
Would you really?
It would be my pleasure.
That's good.
I would love to just morph into Lorne Michaels one day.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. He owns the network anyway, so why not?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, the show is premiering on July 9th, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. It is called Bring the Funny. Two of the judges are two remarkable comedians and good guys, Jeff Foxworthy and Keenan Thompson. Hey, guys, this has been a real treat, and good luck. It's 10 episodes, right?
Yes, 10 episodes. And it's always great talking to you, Ron. Thanks for what you do promoting comedy.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks, Keenan.
Thank you so much. That was a fun interview.
Okay, and break. Well, I better not say that because you might.
Right. No, don't say it. We're old.
I know the feeling, Jeff. I got the backache.
It just happened. He's just talking about it. You just made it happen.
Hey, and by the way, when I think of that comedian's name, I'll call you over there at your house, okay?
Hey, your mind's like my mind. It's like a lazy Susan. It'll come back around. Just sit there and wait on it, right?
Christopher Lloyd?
No, my producer came in, and I'm whispering in her ear, what the heck was this guy's name, you know? And he died of cancer. He had a lot of hair on top. He had big, bulging eyes.
Dennis Wolfberg?
There you go. You win the refrigerator. Dennis Wolfberg. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now,
attaboy, Jeff.
Now I can sleep tonight, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be of help, Ron.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good luck. We'll be watching, okay?
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. What two terrific guys, Keenan Thompson and Jeff Foxworthy. You just can't get any better than that. And their new show premieres on July 9th, Tuesday at 10 o'clock on NBC. And it's follow-up to a lot of the competition shows, but it's a new twist, and that is comedy. And the name of the show is Bring the Funny. And if two guys can bring the funny, it's those two. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. It was meant to be that way. No, I don't know why. I don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today, and that's the music of our next guest. It's been 50 years since they made their appearance warming up the audience at Woodstock for Jimi Hendrix. We're talking about, of course, Sha-na-na, and joining us right now from Sha-na-na is Jaco Marcellino. Jaco, how you doing today?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, boy, I can't believe this. 50 years ago, seems, I hate to say the old cliche, but it seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, it does. It does and it doesn't, I'll tell you. It's amazing that we did this concert. It was only our 12th performance in public, and then we got to be at Woodstock and go on just before Jimi Hendrix, who got us the gig.
Really? I was just going to ask you, how did you get the gig to begin with?
Well, we were playing at a, we were trying to figure out what to do with it after these, you know, they had a big 12-man act. What do you do? So we went down to this club in Hell's Kitchen, New York, and we were having a good two-week run because it was a hangout for rock stars. And Jimi Hendrix started coming. And, you know, it was amazing to meet him. He got the promoters of Woodstock down on the last night of the club was open, and they booked us instantly for $350 to check bounce. And then we got a dollar to be in the movie.
I am so surprised, too, because at that point in our American music history, for them to bring in a group that really did a lot of songs from the 50s and the doo-wop era was highly unusual, especially for a guy like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, well, Jimi understood it. You know, he came from the R&B and doo-wop world. He was a lead guitar for the Isley Brothers for a couple of years.
Yeah, right.
He knew the scene, and he was having fun with it. And luckily, he saved our career again. We were out there all weekend trying to get on. They kept bouncing us from Saturday to Sunday. And finally, it's Sunday night, and they went to Hendrix, the promoters, and said, you got to close the show. The stage is second. And Jimi and his management said, no, there's some acts that didn't get on, waited all weekend. So we had a 35-minute slot right before Hendrix.
Unbelievable.
Saved our career twice.
Tell us what it was like there, Jaco. What was the atmosphere? I mean, realistically, probably you guys even thought this is a little bit bizarre, you know, because it isn't the type of music we do, and a lot of it was hard to understand, and people weren't big celebrities at the time that were performing there. So what was your assessment? Did you ever think in a million years that this thing was going to be a historical event?
Someone had the New York Times Sunday edition, and front page was a big dead shot of the Woodstock crowd, and I said, this is something that's going to last forever, especially when they came with the documentary, and they were going to cut us out of the documentary. It was too long, but we were getting standing ovations in L.A. and New York and previews. What was an interesting thing I learned later, there was a team of editors, and the editor that edited the Sha-na-na stuff was Martin Scorsese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. My good friend Marty.
Wow.
But, you know, at Woodstock, it was sort of the best of times and the worst of times. I mean, you know, there was one point I decided I wanted to be alone. The wrong place to be a claustrophobe. But, you know, it was unique about it. It was a spirit of cooperation. Corporation, everybody, and the townspeople and the local authorities, they all really did a hell of a job of cooperating with each other and all these kids who were in this farm field for three long days.
You know, when you think about what you have been involved with the band, between Woodstock, then in Greece, and then your own TV show from 77 to 81, and then, of course, the fact that you have done worldwide tours and sold more than 20, 30 million records. You know, I look down the list, Jocko, of the individuals, and I know there's more, that have opened for you guys, that they're fans, huge fans, because you're talking about people like Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, Jay Leno. These guys are all from the era that you are singing about, and it makes it work.
You know, back in the day, they'd put a stand-up before they send somebody out. Springsteen, we used to hang at the Holiday Inn afterwards and jam with the Boss. But, you know, no, there was Billy Joel was opened up to us in Milwaukee, I remember. Crazy times.
Wow, I guess so. Well, I know that guys like Springsteen and Billy Joel are big, big fans of that kind of music. And, of course, Jay Leno is, too. Wow, that is a compliment. Now, how many dates a year do you do now?
Now we do about 25.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was over 100, like, too much to have a life. But, no, it's reasonable to keep it tight. We've got a good, strong act. We deliver what people expect. To have the great rock and roll duo of rockabilly and have a good time.
Yeah. Tell us about this new 50th anniversary album. I would say album. I should say CD, okay? But
album means collection, so I think you're right.
Yeah.
50th commemorative edition, Sha-na-na. I've collected over the years some great live performances. So there were 12 on here, plus I produced three original songs that the band has written. So it's pretty exciting. And the vinyl has a aqua blue color, so it's sort of cool.
Where can we get that?
Sha-na-na.com.
Okay. Somebody told me that you guys are referred to as the undergraduate members of the Kingsmen. Is that the Kingsmen?
No. Columbia College Kingsmen. And the Kingsmen is like a 200-year-old glee club.
Oh.
Sort of like the Yale Whiffenpoofs.
Okay.
So that we were a spinoff of that, but then we went with all the doo-wop in the oldies. We had to get a new name because, as you say, the Kingsmen were the Louie Louie boys.
Right. It's amazing. And I know we chat about this a lot of times on the air, that the doo-wop music and the music that you're doing never, ever, ever dies. And it doesn't make any difference what demographic you are performing to. The people that were alive and enjoyed it at its peak love it, and then every generation thereafter does. I mean, it's a phenomenon that I don't think has hit any other music. Maybe country, but not the country that it used to be. So it's just staggering to see how long this has lasted with no end in sight, thank goodness.
Sure. You know, there are eras of great popular songs. And, you know, before the 50s era, which we celebrate, you know, there was the 40s and the 30s. You know, those are the Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Tony Bennett, who's still out there singing.
Amazing.
And then the next generation of great songs were the doo-wop song, you know, In the Still of the Night, Come Go With Me. They were great songs done in a great way.
So many bands and singers after that were influenced by it. So, I mean, it's never really gone away.
No, I agree.
Okay, so the 50th anniversary album is out right now, and you can get that online at Sha-na-na.com?
Yep. Okay. Hey,
this has been fun, Jocko. You guys have really been a pinnacle of reminiscence of an era gone by. If it wasn't for you guys, I don't know if it would have been to the forefront as frequent. You guys brought it into the modern era, and I thank you for that, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Then he's something else. Jocko Marcellino is his name, and they're celebrating 50 years since their appearance on Woodstock. They opened for Jimi Hendrix doing Get a Job, 16 Candles. That's amazing to me. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and China have called off their trade battle for the time being. The big meeting with President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping didn't result in a trade agreement, but the two leaders did declare a ceasefire while still holding their stance on trade. President Trump said afterward that he wouldn't impose a 25% tariff on the rest of Chinese imports to the United States, standing firm on the $200 billion worth currently.
I guess $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed, and we're not doing that. We're going to work with China where we left off.
More trade talks will resume in the coming weeks. President Trump is now in South Korea. Earlier, he tweeted he was willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and shake his hand at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouths, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The USA and around the world. Delighted to have our next guest with us. It's always great when he's here, and he is one busy individual on television, on radio, recording, the voice. Joining us right now is our friend Carson Daly. Carson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And listen, I'm not digging ditches. None of that is manual labor. I'm not working too hard.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I always tell people. You know, they say, well, what are you working so hard for? And I say, you know what? This is not manual labor. I always think of my pal and former partner, best friend, Ed McMahon, when I think of you, because I remember he called me up and he said, I did an interview with Carson Daly, and I said, boy, I said, it's good to be working with Carson again. And I'll never forget that. He always said that.
That. You know, that was a great pleasure. I remember Mr. McMahon. We were shooting Last Call, my NBC late night show.
Right.
We were actually shooting in a studio in Burbank on the NBC lot where Mr. Carson did the original Tonight Show, and that was a real thrill to get to talk to Mr. McMahon about back in the day. And yeah, and he did the Here's Carson, and that was a real treat.
Oh, yeah. I used that on the beginning of all my stage shows, too. We were very, very close. He spent a lot of nights at my house over a nice dirty martini, but I won't get into that. That was another story.
I'd like to hear those stories.
Oh, yeah, you sure would. Some of them I can't say on the air, but I'll tell you when we get off. Hey, you're in Washington right now with a great thing called Grill of Honor. This is a terrific event involving the USO. Please tell us about it, because we can't do enough for people who serve in the military.
Well, you know, I feel the same way, Ron, as you know. You know, for somebody who's in the public eye, many of us, a lot of philanthropic things come across our desk. There's a lot of very warranted and needed causes, and everybody's got their thing. I do a lot for breast cancer in October. It's close to my heart because of my mom. But you know what? We just can't do everything. So, you know, if I have some time out of my schedule, or I'll certainly make time. It's to support the troops. It's probably, you know, the number one thing that I do. And, you know, Lowe's is a great company. It was founded in 1946 in North Carolina by a former World War II vet.
Right.
Give millions of dollars to the USO. They employ, you know, 16,000 troops when they come back. Lowe's is a great company. The USO, we all know the work that they do. So they put together this fun idea of grilling. They got the six branches of the military all out here cooking in D.C. at National Park, and just got friends and family and 800 active servicemen and women. And this is really what it's about. Shake a hand, have a burger, give the money to the USO, and it's a great way to kick off. I'm really honored to be a part of it. They made their burgers, and we got to judge it, and all in the good name. But listen, the 100K was going to the USO from Lowe's anyway. This was just a great way to have give it to them.
Now, you and the very lovely Brooklyn Decker are the judges. Now, in all the experience that you've had in the broadcasting business and in the public eye, you have not learned yet not to be a judge. You've got to be an MC. A judge is a tough job, Carson.
that's
the worst job.
It's a role reversal for me. As you know, with being on the set of The Voice so much, I'm around all the, we call them coaches, not judges.
Right.
Like to aim high and not to put anybody down. But it was fun today, you know, for a minute to have an MC here. That's usually the listing that I do. So to sit back and get to eat burgers and be the judge, and all in the name of supporting our troops. I mean, really, just my family's here. You know, they're a great way to kick off.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I never asked to be a judge. I say, I'll MC this, but I don't want to judge it because I don't know how to say no to somebody, especially a veteran. You know what I'm saying? But you apparently have found the knack. Congratulations to you.
We didn't say no. It was like Air Force, very good.
Very good.
Navy, really tasty. Army, amazing. Coast Guard, absolutely fantastic. I mean, everybody was very good, and then there was a winner.
Well, you know what? That means that you have the makeup for a politician.
I'm good at Switzerland. I did that for a long time at MTV, trying not to show favoritism between genres of music, and today I did it with the various branches of the military.
You're doing a great job at that. The $100,000 coming from Lowe's to the USO on behalf of the winning branch. What I really find interesting, and I don't know how many people know this, I've known this for a long, long time because I'm in the media, but I never really realized this till about 10 years ago, that the USO is not a government agency and is privately funded. That shocked the daylights out of me.
Well, the work that they do, Ron, it is shocking. Yeah, it is. You'd think that would be, you know, government sanctioned and supported and the best from the private sector, I guess you could say. I mean, is that the work that they do, you know, shortly after 9/11, I got to do a big show with the USO.
Yeah.
We went over to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and brought, you know, Kid Rock and Jennifer Lopez and got to do a little the morale wrangling for the troops. And listen, they're all over the globe. They're in the front lines, and they're doing what's right by the troops. It's always a pleasure. Whenever the USO calls, like, that's top of the list. Put me through. If I can do it, I'm in.
Now, how many servicemen and their families are out there today, Carson?
We're going to go over 750,
wow.
I believe. Family, again, you know, National Guard, Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Marines, obviously. A bunch of little kids and the wife. I met a couple wives whose husbands are currently deployed. I met a young man who was in Iraq and Afghanistan, is getting deployed to Korea tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, these are real life faces. You forget how young they are. You know, when I was this guy's age, you know, I was drinking beer and taking full advantage of the freedoms that we have. And it's nice to be able to shake his hand and say, hey, thanks for going over there. And I, you know, I have my 4-year-old son here, and it's a great lesson for him to learn and say thank you. And I think about, I can't go, you know, a day or two on a business trip being away from my kids. And I look at these men and women who, you know, go away on these tours for months, sometimes years. And, you know, and they do it for us. And it's the most commendable thing I can possibly think of.
And, you know, when you think of the USO, for many, many years, you always thought of it as being, you know, kind of an entertainment type of organization where Bob Hope would go out there and do the USO shows. But they do a lot more when it comes to supporting their families, deploying troops, military families are, you know, very well taken care of from the standpoint of support, wounded warriors, families of the fallen. They do a lot more than just a stage show.
Oh, they're at the epicenter of it all. I mean, Walter Reed down the street here, you've got, they're involved with all the other strategic partnerships they have, like Wounded Warriors and all the other organizations. It's nice to see all these different entities coming together with the same common goal, offering all of their services. And you're right. You know, again, the USO throws these events, and it's not just for the troops. They're just tremendous people.
And a lot of companies have been involved, but they really have taken on a great deal of responsibility, as you mentioned earlier and alluded to, the fact that they hire a lot of veterans. I mean, they really stand out in that area.
Well, they do, Ron, because they're founded by a veteran.
Yes.
You know, Carl Buchan in 1946 in North Carolina is when the first sort of hardware store started. Yeah, I mean, not to break down their, you know, to get too sappy, but if you think about being such a large, you know, sort of home improvement center where so many of us all go, just the idea that they've got such a large footprint in the improvement of the fabric of America, their efforts on the military level, I mean, it's commendable. It's a good brand association for them, but the fact that they cognizantly hire so many, that's what differentiates them from other companies.
Yeah.
I mean, they put their money where their mouth is, and they've got a ton of employees. A lot of them are out here today, so they've got over 16,000.
That's great. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your new Countdown show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, me, Ron. I mean, I love radio. I'll always be a radio geek. Shows like The Voice will come and go. It's reality. I hope not. I hope it stays.
I hope it stays.
20 years, but I started my career in radio. It's my favorite form of broadcasting. It's a great medium. And I have a daily show in Los Angeles, and we're extending that with CBS Radio to be a national countdown show called The Daily Download, which will bring your top 30 favorite songs in over 80 markets starting a couple of weeks, I believe. It's not a week, so I'm looking forward to that. And anything to expand in radio is just a lot of fun for me.
That's very cool. And I also would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Danielle Bradbury. I mean, she really shocked a lot of people as a young winner.
She was the youngest competitor in the competition, Ron. She's from small town Texas. When she came to our blind auditions with the big red chairs turned around, it was the largest group she'd ever sung in front. She'd only auditioned, she had performed in front of a small congregation at a church.
Wow.
A couple hundred people. Up against great talent, and she just, it's not a race, it's a marathon, and young Danielle hung in there, great talent, she's in good hands with Blake Shelton, a three-time winner now. We expect her, if not Cassidy Pope from last year, is putting out a record in Nashville. We expect one of them to really, make it and do great things for The Voice. We're super happy for her.
The Voice is a great show. The thing I loved about it when I first saw it was the fact that when the seats are facing the other direction, that is, as you and I well know, radio. That is a great, great premise for a program.
Well, thank you. You know, we saw it in Holland, is where it originated, and we went, my God, this thing could be a great, hit it on the air fast in America, this idea of starting with The Voice and not a popularity contest and not judges saying who's good and who's bad, but if you get goosebumps and that voice moves you, that's a good place to start to find a superstar, and so the rest is history.
Great. Hey, Carson, I don't have to tell you this, but anytime you want to come back, you know you're always welcome here, okay?
I appreciate it, Ron, and I would love to. If I'm in the area, I'd love to come and see you.
And good luck down there in Washington, D.C. today with the Grill of Honor. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Carson.
And thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Carson Daly's been our guest. Nice man. We talk a lot about our website, ronsedgy.com. But we usually don't mention the fact that we have another one called SegiSings.com, SegiSings. When you go to it, you'll see and hear all of the things that we do with our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra doing the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today, and our next guest has been with us several times. It's always good when she's here because she is not only perky, but I like the perky, and she's talented and she's lovely, and she's returning for Hollywood Game Night, Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jane Lynch. Hi, Jane, how are you?
I'm great, and I will take perky. I like it.
You like perky? See, I like perky, too. Perky is like perky, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you. It's in the word.
Congratulations on Hollywood Game Night. I'm glad the show is coming back because this is a fun show. You know, I don't even know if you have any script of the show because it looks like you're doing this right in the living room, which is what you used to do at Sean Hayes' home where this whole thing was conceived.
Indeed. Well, thank you for saying that. I have actually some terrific writers who give me all the funny. But, yeah, a lot of it is spontaneous. It's everybody showing up. maybe having a drink or two, and they're bright, shiny people, so you know that fun is going to happen. And I think that's the great part about this show, is that the audience gets to feel like they're at a party with some really fun, happy, competitive people.
Now tell us some of the people that are going to be part of it this year, because I know you have a list of A celebrities.
We do, yeah. We have a lot of really great people. And John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, his wife, but also Jane Krakowski, Giardo De Laurentiis, Zachary Quinto, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson. So it's going to be a great group of people.
Not only do these contestants get to rub shoulders with these celebrities and people like yourself, but also a chance to win $25,000. That's pretty heavy bread.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good take-home, I think. And a lot of people this season indeed take home that $25K. And one of the reasons I think that we have a lot more winners this season is we've made the final round, the celebrity game round, a little, I don't know if you could say easier, but you have a better chance to win because you get to choose two celebrities to feed you clues. Now, sometimes that actually worked against some of the contestants, because if the celebrities aren't in sync, they can really mess things up. But for the most part, having two celebrities really beefs up your chance.
This was conceived in Sean Hayes' home. Tell us how that happened, because you went over there for a party one night, and you had so much fun, you said, hey, I want to emcee this thing, and let's put it on TV.
Well, it kind of happened like that. I have been at Sean Hayes' notorious game nights. They're crazy. He has them in his house, and he takes you from room to room. Every room is a different game. It's very competitive, very cutthroat, and a lot of fun. Sean was smart enough to pitch this to NBC, and NBC was smart enough to take the bait. It was then that he asked me to host it, so I didn't have anything to do with the conception of it, but I was more than happy to ride the coattails once it was going.
Well, I must tell you that you're the perfect choice for this, and it only goes to show your versatility in everything you do. I mean, I would love to run down all of the film credits, all of the television credits, the autobiography, Happy Accidents, your play, Oh Sister, My Sister, everything that you do, including the Broadway production of Annie. And, you know, to have you take time out of a busy schedule to do the show, I think is a testament to your belief in the program.
Well, thank you. It is. I think it's, I have the best time. And I think it's such a fun thing, and America loves it. And it's a joy to do. It's not work at all. It's play for me, and, you know, I love all the people that come on, and I'm so grateful to all the celebrities who show up and are willing to, you know, there's a 99% chance you're going to make a fool out of yourself at least once.
I would be remiss if I didn't say something. I am a huge Two and a Half Men fan, all right? And I know that that was done a few years ago, but your lines, your role as a psychiatrist is absolutely perfect. That show is so well written, but you expedite it in such a fashion that I got to give you a lot of credit.
Oh, thank you. It was a joy to do that show. Every time I got to do that show, I was thrilled. Our scenes, my scenes with Charlie, were usually 7 or 8 pages long. They were always big, juicy, multi-leveled scenes, and so I always looked forward to them, and I love dancing with Charlie Sheen. We had the best time.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell us about the autobiography, Happy Accidents. Was that something that was tough for you to write, or was it, as they say, clearing your mind type of venture that you went into?
It was pretty much both of those things. The part of it that was not fun was the actual sitting down to write, and just those initial moments where you're looking at a blank computer screen. I was going to say, and the cursor is going up and down, but that would mean I did it on a word processor. Cursors haven't done that in a long time. I actually did it on a Mac. But I had real great help with Laura Embry, who really helped me with that and edited a lot of it and made it make sense. So, but yeah, it was a mind-clearing thing, and it was really cathartic to write it, and I'm glad that I did. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did. One of these days we need you to come back, because we've always talked about your performances on television, on the big screen. We need to have you come back one of these days and talk about that book, because I have read it, and I do enjoy it, and it was a great book. You know, talking about the season of Hollywood Game Night, there was a time when premiering a show in the middle of the summer, pretty much a death sentence, okay? But now with DVRs and everything else that are out there, and I don't even know if, is the, yeah, okay, DVR.
I'm the same with you. We're behind. I mean, people still have DVRs, but you know, you don't have to watch appointment television anymore.
Right.
You can go to NBC.com and watch this show. However, we would like you to watch it when it's on, so we can get good ratings and keep coming back. But there are several ways to watch a television show now.
Okay, scratch the DVR and scratch the fact that you can watch it. You got to watch it at the time it airs so that they can get good ratings, right?
Please, yes.
Where do you film it?
We've filmed it in several different sound stages, but it's the same set. We filmed it at Universal this last round, and we got the set from, we actually filmed the first 7 episodes in an actual mansion in the Hollywood Hills. And it's kind of hard to shoot things in an actual home, a residence, so we copied that that particular set for the subsequent episodes, and now we shoot it on the soundstage.
These people that you went into their house and taped the show, did they know you were there, or did you just do it when they were on vacation?
So they not only knew we were there, they were there the whole time, and they were lovely. I got to use their bedroom as my dressing room. It was really fun.
And when they go to sell the house, you'll see on the listing, Jane Lynch changed herself in the bedroom here, did makeup.
Changed herself. It sounds like I wear a diaper, which I don't.
Yeah, poor choice of words, Jane, you know. It's still early in my career. Well, we will be watching the return of Hollywood Game Night, hosted by the multi-talented and lovely friend of ours, Jane Lynch. Jane, again, congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for having me.
And you are going to come back, and we're going to talk about happy accidents one of these days?
I would love it. Let's do that.
Let's do it. It's a date. Thanks, Jane. Jane Lynch has been our guest, and it's Hollywood Game Night. Sorry about that change part of it.
I know, that's funny. I think my diaper thing was funny.
What a perky person. Jane Lynch, of course, the star of Glee, the host of Game Night on NBC. And Game Night is now in its 9th season. It's a good show, and as I mentioned to Jane, it's not real easy to bring in an audience during the summertime, but that show does it every single summer for the past 9 seasons. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
struggling to make minimum payments. Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of June. I want to thank our guests this first hour, Jeff Foxworthy and Keenan Thompson, two funny guys. From Shanana, Jocko Marcelino, Carson Daly, and Jane Lynch. Next hour, Tommy Rowe is going to be with us. Tommy was so popular in the 60s and 70s and still is working today. He has a book out and he has an update on what's been happening to him in the last couple of months, and it's kind of sad, to be honest with you. Hoyt and Susie Tidwell will be here. This is like American Gothic. You got to hear this thing. And we'll talk about destination weddings, too, on the show. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.